welcome everybody to The Bitch Next Door. I'm sitting here with
Pauline again.
Yes, and we are friends, in full disclosure. We've known each other for about a year now.
Yeah, I would say so.
We met working at CBS.
Yes, we did, on 9JKL.
And so you've just come out with this really fun project. I wanted to have you on to talk about that. But also I thought it'd be fun just talking about the world and what you've gone through and your life experience and all that kind of fun stuff.
Yeah, sounds fantastic.
Let's dive into it.
Yeah.
So why don't you start? Tell us about the project. Tell us about the reason you're here right now.
So I launched a YouTube channel. It's called Storkhouse Productions, which is my production company. But the project itself is called #NoFilter. And the point of it is that we as individuals post so many stories and so many things on social media about our life. But all we show is the perfect the perfect photo of what is happening in our life. And no one really knows what's really going on. And so I'm trying to take a look at what's really happening in people's lives, like what's going on behind that filter, what makes you instead of this like perfect version of yourself that you're trying to be. Because like the perfect version, I feel like sort of blends into the same person at the end of the day, where like the things that make you unique and that tie us together in a kind of funny way are the things we're hiding, like our emotions or the stories or experiences or whatever. So I'm trying to uncover that in this project.
We talk and we were just talking before we started recording about our shared theater experience.
Yes.
And I know in my theater education, we talked a lot about masks and how in different situations that you're in, you wear a different mask when you're with your parents or a different mask when you're with your friends or in school or wherever you are. What are you doing or what is the process or how do you get people to make these disclosures? Because I've seen the first video, I believe, that you've posted, and people are crying. I mean, people are having these profound emotional experiences.
I truly like have told anyone who signed up for it that it's whatever you make out of it. Like in a weird way, I call it unlicensed therapy because I'm so fascinated.
Yeah.
I know. I'm so fascinated by humans. And I was a sociology major in college and I was supposed to be psychology too, but then I changed to film. But I'm so fascinated with the way we think. And like, I just think there's something so human about us that if you just sit us down and let us talk about ourselves, we're just going to break down and like cry and like share, which is not what you would expect. You would expect people to be close. And it's a mix. Like, it's truly what you make of it. Some people go in and are like, I'm going to use this time to like let it all out and like figure out what's going on with me. And then some people are like, no, I don't want to talk. And that shows in the videos. Like, you'll see who opened up and who didn't, which is also like interesting.
Have you had anybody who came and sat down and was like, I'm not going to open up at all, and then had like a transformative or changed their mind?
Yeah. So the first video that's coming out this Saturday, the guy, his name's Carlos, he came on to it, and I know him because he's my boyfriend's friend. So like, he's always kind of been like a tough cookie, and he didn't cry in the video, but he definitely divulged more information than I thought he would. And I feel like the other person too, Jeff, in that video, I thought he was going to cry like from the beginning because I know he's a sensitive dude, but I was interviewing him for like an hour and I wasn't getting anything. Like, I was just getting these like funny responses and I was like, oh man, what am I doing wrong? And then all of a sudden it was like one question and it sparked and like the waterworks were flowing. And I was good. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it surprised me. Almost everyone has cried that I've interviewed, which has been like really surprising because I don't go in obviously with that intent.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, women historically have always been kind of looked down upon or made fun of or, you know, disparaged for being so emotional, for being so open and willing to go to those places. And it's interesting to me that you have deliberately put together a project that leans into that, that fully goes where, you know, historically it's been kind of dangerous territory for entertainers, and that's what you are, entertainers to go to. Have you bumped up against that at all? Have you, what have your own feelings been in putting this together?
I feel like, well, what do you mean? Like, do you mean why I'm doing that? Or do you mean like how it's made me feel that I'm doing that?
I think kind of both. So one on the technical side of it, what has it been like as a producer putting it together when you, you know, talk to people about it? Cause you know, that's a lot of being a producer is trying to pitch your ideas to people. And then also, what are you looking to get out of it? Or what does this do for you? Why are you pursuing this project?
I feel like the interesting trend that I've noticed is people that are older, or like, I mean, 40 and above, really don't want to do it. And it's been interesting. Like, I've had people I know sign up for it who are like in their 50s and 60s, and then all of a sudden they get scared and they're like, actually, I don't know if I want my life out there. So the interesting trend has been for the younger side, which is,
okay,
I feel like also social media sort of like,
we're so used to sharing.
Exactly. Yeah. And so we sort of are not emotionless when it comes to that, but in a way we're like used to it. Mm. Where like, I even asked my parents, they're like, no way would we do it. And that's so funny, because it's like, even when I was a kid growing up, my parents were like telling me always to not share like to strangers, or like, sure, not, they're always hesitant towards, yeah, that. So that's been interesting. But yeah, the reason I wanted to do it so badly was because I feel like in my life, when I didn't share things, I got into a point of just being unhappy. Mm. But I had this like pivotal moment when I opened up about something that I thought was like gonna ruin my image, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. And then I opened up and like everyone accepted me and loved me, and like it didn't change anyone's opinion. And I was like, oh wow, but it made me feel so much better internally. Sure, sure. And I feel like I just want to like help people in that way.
Nice. So you want to give people a platform.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Safe space.
And I feel like people's stories are so fascinating. Like, I truly believe that the life that people live is like so much better and like cooler and more interesting than what's even on like TV shows and stuff. Like, yeah, I get it. It's supposed to be entertainment. But we live through so much stuff. It's like we're the real, sure, heroes in a way.
Sure. Mm-hmm. So right now, the videos, I guess, looking a little more big picture, long term, what is your long term goal for this project? What do you see it becoming?
I see myself like editing these little videos for a bit until I get really good at it.
How long are they going to be about?
So they're about like 10 to 15 minutes. Some are shorter, some are, okay, 6 minutes. Mm-hmm. I'm sort of varying it so that some are shorter, some are longer. But yeah, the goal is to do this for a little bit. And then I want to hopefully get to, like, right now I'm only interviewing friends and friends of friends because that's all I have access, sure, to. But the dream is to interview like strangers and like have the confidence and the ability to just go on the street and like talk to people.
Yeah.
Or just like have a safe space, like an office or somewhere to interview strangers, mm-hmm, and like have that happen. And then hopefully travel and interview,
yes,
people that I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, that's the end goal, sort,
okay,
of. And I want to make longer form content. Like, I want to make this idea into a short film or a feature. Like, because I think there's something that tie, like, there's more similarities in us as humans, mm-hmm, than there are differences. And I think the more we open up, the more we share, the more emotional experiences we talk about, we'll realize that.
For sure.
And I feel like there's something powerful to be shown there.
For sure. I think it's very timely for the, mm-hmm, age that we're living through right now. It's like the, what is the antidote to everyone being so separated and divisive? Well, it's people sharing.
Exactly. Like, I think our world's divided enough today, and I want to bring people back together and spread a little love, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Well, looking at the world as a whole, let's look even bigger picture. What inspires you, or who inspires you?
You know, it's interesting because people ask me that a lot, and I don't know. What I feel like what inspires me is just what feels right. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I fell into film by mistake. Like, in no way was I supposed to be a filmmaker.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I was going to be a journalist. Like, that's what I thought I was,
okay,
going to do.
So what was the mistake?
So my college made me take a film class. Like, it was part of the curriculum. You had to take a class in every area of communications.
Oh, cool.
So I had to take public speaking, and I had to take journalism, and I had to take film, and I had to take interpersonal communication, like all these classes that I didn't even have interest in. And so film, I was dreading. I was like, oh my goodness, what am I getting myself into? This, mm-hmm, isn't what I want at all. And then I ended up really loving it and like changing my path completely. Yeah. And so to me, that was like the best thing that could have ever happened, was like, mm-hmm, stumbling upon this. So I feel like I'm just trusting my gut, like whatever feels right, whatever ideas come to head, like that's what I'm planning to do, you know?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I like that. Your, thanks, gut inspires you.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It totally does.
What gives you hope?
Oh, I think people sharing, to be honest. Like,
yeah,
when I'm done with these interviews, it's the best. Like, I almost feel selfish doing this project, mm-hmm, because it is so satisfying to me, mm-hmm, to see that people just want to be loved. And like, that's all we want. There's a lot of pain built up from like not communicating or not, I don't know, like feeling we're not doing the right thing or whatever. And so people opening up is step number one. Mm-hmm. And step number two is changing our behaviors that become routine, or like changing our perspective, mm, on things. Like, I'm hoping that these videos will show people that whatever you've perceived about someone or a group of people or whatever, that's not like that. If you just listen, mm, to them, they're not what you think.
Yeah.
'Cause like one of the videos is about cheaters. So you would you think that the worst of people who have done that.
Yeah.
But it's like, just, I want you to be open-minded when you watch and just take it in.
You know what it sounds like is that there's this great line in the West Wing, and I'm going to paraphrase it because I don't remember it off the top of my head, where President Bartlet, played by Martin Sheen, says, you know, there are very few times in life that are black and white, and most of it is in shades of gray. And I feel like that's really where your project is trying to go. It's just showing, like, we are all just shades of gray. There is no hard and fast rule or way to look at things.
Totally. No, I absolutely agree. And I feel like even when you look at your own life, like, you've made so many mistakes, but are they mistakes? Like, you've learned so much from it.
Sure.
And it makes you who you are. And if you're proud of who you are, or if you're getting there, or even if you're not, it's okay. You're just you, you know?
Yeah.
And you're stuck with yourself for life. So
right.
You kind of better make it work.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I guess the last thing, and I think my favorite thing to ask people who come on Bitch Next Door, and you can take a second to think about this if you need it, is do you have any advice that you like to give or that you'd like to give?
I don't know. I think the biggest advice would be to just be honest with yourself and to really show the people that love you that they matter to you. And if you're going through something, open up, because to you it might seem like no one will get it and no one will understand you and it feels really alone. But the thing I've learned more than ever is people do love each other. Like the close circle that you have of friends or whatever, if you're in a bad place, sometimes you're like, oh, that they don't love me or no one's gonna understand. But in reality, they will, and they do. And just be yourself. Like there's nothing better than just being yourself. Because there's a reason you're you today. Like, there's a reason you were put on this world.
Amen, sister.
Yes.
So where can people find hashtag no filter?
So you can find it on YouTube. The channel itself is called Storkhouse Productions. And it should come up.
And that's stork like the bird.
Yes, Storkhouse. Okay. It's a combination of mine and my boyfriend's last name. So yeah, it's cute. But yeah, it's called Storkhouse Productions. And you should be able to find it there.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. And where can people find you if they want to find you?
Oh, I don't have any social media. Isn't that funny?
Oh, my word. I know.
Completely detached.
All right. Well, we're going to go out and have a drink.
Yep.
And everyone else, it was so nice talking to you. We'll see you next week for the next episode of The Bitch Tree of History.
Thanks so much for having me.
Goodbye.
Bye.